This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bernstein, Josh, you're back. We have you on early today because of circumstances. I put up the picture and played it earlier about all the states that actually have both houses of the state legislature are Republican, which is Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Of course, we've got North Carolina. I don't know why they didn't already flip into the category Alaska, which is obviously Trump's. But the amount of corruption going on, when I heard the crazy statement this morning on I watched Newsmax of the Arizona Attorney General is a Republican, actually, say he didn't see any signs of voter fraud. This guy must be brain dead or had an head injury when on his way to work. How the hell can anybody, even if it has two clues, realizing what's going on? Dead people voting, the machines flipping votes only one way toward their down, no down ballot checks off of hundreds of thousands of ballots all over the country in these swing states, actually, where it just says Biden and there's not even down ballot anybody checked off?
It's mathematically impossible.
Yeah, it's like, do you think that we're all friggin' idiots? We're just going to roll over because you're them are elected dictators? What the hell? Your comments, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, look, Mark Brnovich is a moron, let's face it. You know, here's a guy who has done literally nothing, absolutely zero, for the state of Arizona when it comes to election integrity. You literally have a Secretary of State who said that anyone that supports the President of the United States in 2017 is a neo-Nazi, and this idiot is the one that's in charge of our elections. That's number one. Number two, you have this Adrian Fontes, okay? This guy's a real piece of work. This guy used an emergency declaration that didn't even exist to open up polling stations in 2018 in Maricopa and Pima County and allow people to go in and vote on, like, Sunday night at, like, midnight. Okay, and Saturday at 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it was crazy what this guy did in order to win in 2018. So now you have Mark Brnovich, the attorney general. He hasn't done squat to do anything about the integrity of our elections in Arizona. He's a worthless pile of dung, as far as I'm concerned. And I'll tell you, Doug Ducey isn't much better. Doug Ducey sat down with me 5 years ago in a building. And I was doing an interview with him, and I said to him point blank, if you're elected governor, he was state treasurer at the time, if you're elected governor, will you get rid of Common Core initiatives in the state of Arizona? Oh, yes, Josh, absolutely. I definitely will do it. Well, guess what? He lied right to my face. It didn't happen. He's been an average governor because he's been keeping things in check financially. But other than that, he's been terrible. Arizona needs all new leadership. This is not going to be a blue state, okay? It is not. There are too many red-blooded patriots in this state, and we will make sure and keep it red.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
We got to keep the damn California idiots out of this state. That's the problem.
Exactly, yeah.
Only leftists out there in California. I have a T-shirt I wear that says, "Don't California my Arizona." And I walk around proud all over the place, and people give me thumbs up when they see it. You know, that's the problem. You've got too many of these people. You know, we ought to have a rule where you're not allowed to move to a certain state and vote for at least 3 years or 18 months or something. Because there's a lot of people that go into red states just to go in for the elections, and then they get registered to vote, and then they vote, and they cancel out the votes in the state from the people that live there, and then they leave and they go somewhere else. I mean, look at Colorado. Colorado is an infestation of California. It's disgusting.
Isn't
how
it?
Many are there.
And by the way, when they leave California because it's a mess, and they take their blue ideas, and their Democratic ideas are called Democratic ideas,
yeah,
and they fuck up the place they go to. It's like, why would you do that? I mean, if you're going to leave California and go to Texas or Colorado, leave your damn bad ideas behind you with your old furniture you're not going to bring
exactly
with you. Okay?
If you want a better life and a better lifestyle and lower taxes, move to a state and vote the way that that state votes so that you don't have to bring your garbage and your baggage into the next state. I agree with you. There ought to be a rule where you're not allowed to register to vote if you move to a red state or a blue state, for that matter. I mean, let's be fair about it. But if you move to a new state, you should not be able to vote in the next election. You should have to wait until the following election. That's how it should be. And we need to eliminate mail-in voting. That should be a constitutional amendment to get rid of
And also get rid of electronic voting, too. It should be a paper ballot where you actually can prove it and you have a recording.
I want to go back to the days of the hanging chads. I want to see chads and pregnant chads. I want handwritten ballots and hand-counted ballots. That's what I want.
Now, what's going to happen if, with the recounting, Trump doesn't get enough? Because what I want is there's three levels of this. The first level is they're going to look at the ballots and they haven't had monitoring, which means all those ballots should be thrown out first off, number one. That's the first batch. Second batch is those who haven't had proper signatures or validation of the date when they were they're redated. In fact, I heard that in Arizona or other places, they actually had people redating ballots that came in late and they redated them back. Those need to go. And then the third group of people that had to use these magic markers and so on. So you look at the ballot and say, look, it's bleeding all over the place. They need to go. People need to realize it may be a few Republicans that are there, but most of them are Democrat votes. And then we've got to understand.
All of them. 90% of them. 90% of them are Democrat votes.
And by the way, all the ones that are down ballot votes. In other words, they only say Joe Biden, but nobody else. All down ballot votes anywhere in any state need to go.
They should all be thrown out. No, I'm talking about the ballots that say only Joe Biden and there's nothing for the Senate, nothing for the House, nothing for any local politician. Those ballots, you know, are invalid. They should be thrown out. And here's the thing. I don't care if a Democrat ballot is missing the dot on the I in the signature or the line across the T. If it's not perfect, it's out. That's what we need. And you know what? Thank goodness we've got the greatest attorney in probably history, Lynn Wood, in Georgia. He's from Georgia, and he's keeping an eye on that recount. That recount goes our way. Now we're at 248. See, here's what the real count is. President Trump is at 232, and Dementia Joe is at 227. The rest of the states are all contested, okay? So you win the Georgia recount. Now you're up 16 more, so you're up to 248, okay? Now, at 248, you have two targets that are really, really easy. The first target is Pennsylvania. That should be a 9-0 decision at the Supreme Court because of what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did. What they did was criminal. They should be arrested, and they should be disbarred and lose their law license forever for what they did, which was basically circumventing the legislature in Pennsylvania. So that should be a 9-0 decision, but it probably won't. It'll be 6-3 or 5-4. Now you have those 20 votes from Pennsylvania. You're at 268. You're two away.
Right.
You put all of your basket, all your eggs in the basket of Michigan. There is absolute proof. There is there's over 11,000 incidents of voter fraud with over 500 affidavits signed under the penalty of perjury just for the state of Michigan alone. You go in there, you battle it out, you prove beyond a shadow of a doubt the fraud in Michigan, and then Michigan's awarded to Trump, and he's president.
And what number will that bring it to? What number will that bring it up from 240?
It'll be from 268 up to, I forget what Michigan has. I'll tell you in a second. I believe Michigan has 18 or 16. Hang on, I'll tell you right now. Michigan has 16. So it would go to 268 plus 16, whatever number that is.
That'll be 284.
284. So there you are. So it'll be 284 to 227. That should be the final number.
And by the way, the other two possible states, Arizona and Wisconsin, which are basically...
Yeah, but what I'm saying is for the Trump campaign, they don't even need Arizona or Nevada. They don't need it. All they need is Michigan and Pennsylvania, and it's over.
Wow.
And that's now, Georgia, what needs to happen.
You know, in Georgia, the recount's going on right now, and you know that when that Georgia recount happens, that Trump's going to get Georgia, isn't he?
I would assume he would, yeah. He was winning by, you know, 103,000 votes on election night.
Right. And what I noticed, because I'm an insomniac, okay, I need about 3 hours of night's sleep. I'm watching the thing. I said, what the hell? Multiple states in different time zones all stopped counting at the same time, like they were connected to some giant database.
Yeah. Oh, and now, wait, listen to this. Now they lied in Georgia. There never was a Maine water break because somebody asked for a Georgia Records Act, and they couldn't produce anything. No plumber, no inspector, no nothing. Nobody showed up to fix
anything. That's why they stopped the voting.
It was all garbage.
That's why they stopped the voting, yeah, exactly.
They lied about it. These people are evil, infinitesimal scum. That's who they are. They're lower than pond scum.
What about
this? And we've got to defeat them, and we'll defeat them at the ballot box or something else.
What about this senator that's trying to say Langstroth, I think is his name, or Langford, that wants to get the intel information to Biden? It's like, are you nuts? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Probably.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of what I call rhino Republicans. They're there basically at the meat trough trying to think that they're going to, you know, they're going to go on both sides of this. No, they're not. Just like Fox News, want to be on both sides, right?
Yeah. Now, restore those joints. Boost your strength because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Traveled across China, was a broadcaster and a linguist in Hong Kong for years before she came back to Canada. So, Rick, let's continue this. Josh, I want you to mention what's the next step here. Now, right now, I hear all this nervous news saying, well, I want the evidence. I'm thinking, it's being gathered. This is the court system. You have these various levels, and they have all these affidavits and these lawsuits out. My guess is there's about 2 weeks between now and Thanksgiving. In the next 2 weeks, between the number of lawsuits, which I'm financially supporting, and with the difficulty of the situation now is lockdown and how many people can't afford all their supplements. I'm doing what I can with resources I can, but I want them to go to your website and support you with Josh Bernstein Uncensored. I've signed up, but I want to increase my monthly amount. I'm going to sign up and support you. I want people to go to lawyers for Trump.com, right? I think that's the website.
And
if they don't do that, they have to understand when they come to your home, let's say May or whatever, when they get their vaccine approved by whatever panel they have, and they come to do testing on you and you won't submit to the vaccine, they're going to take your sorry carcass out of your home screaming and hollering with armed guards, putting you into a civil detention vehicle to haul your ass away to a civil detention. And when you won't submit in the camp or be retrained, they're going to execute your ass with a guillotine. Now, I want people to grasp this now, what's going on here now. I mean, we got to remember, these are the days before the warning from Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who said if we had ever understood we were going to be hauled off to these freezing camps in Siberia, we would have attacked these people in their stairwells in our apartments in Moscow and St. Petersburg and elsewhere across Russia, and we would have slain these people in the stairwell so they couldn't haul us off to Siberia. Now is the day we're in what's what I call the pre-kinetic phase of World War III. This is World War III, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I'll even add to what you just said. The Supreme Court really has a lot of skin in this game, and let me explain what I mean by this. If they're planning on, quote-unquote, packing the courts, maybe not this election, but possibly in the future, then the Supreme Court's got to know that you're going to have a lifetime of misery on that court, because if they pack it, you're going to be in the minority. That's number one. And number two, if there is a full-blown dictatorship, which I could certainly see the left trying to implement in the future, guess what they're going to do? They're going to remove these lifetime appointments on the Supreme Court, and they're going to take them off the court when they change the Constitution.
So right, and they'll take them off the court to prison and execute them, too.
The Supreme Court must understand that you have skin in this game. Your basis for survival as a Supreme Court justice lies with your decisions in the next month.
Right.
And I'm going to do a show about that, because I need to explain that to people so that they understand it.
Yeah, I don't think people really fully grasp this, do they? Now, you did some really neat shows lately. I sent you a show the other day we did for 23 minutes. I couldn't find any website yet. You're going to post that up, right? That was an interview you did, and you talked like 98% of the time, and it was up on Skype, so I put it over to you. Were you able to post that up?
I put it up on YouTube. But I was planning on putting that up for this Sunday.
Yeah, because it was a very good discussion. I mean, you went in deep into these issues, because I've spent a lot of time seeing a lot of people talking to different networks. You're so far beyond the average person out there analyzing the legal and the other aspects. You're like a super genius in this area, honestly, to God. I mean, you know, and what people don't understand, you cut down through all the BS and you present things that are facts, like the legislature's all Republican. These are the issues, real issues. This is how it's happening. I couldn't believe how actually the media coronated with big tech. I call the Silicosaurus of the Silicon Valley monsters. These arrogant bastards in Silicon Valley, the big tech, big media, and even people like the husband of our senator from California, Feinstein. The nerve of these bastards, when we have their evidence, is almost like you got a picture of them coming into the store and you see them on camera. You know, they don't even have a mask on their face, and they don't give a shit. They just sort of say, we're going to rob you blind, we're going to kill your people who are at the cash register, and we're going to walk. And we're not even going to run to their car to take off with all the goods. We're just going to run. We're going to walk.
This election was orchestrated and organized and put out by Nancy Pelosi's chief of staff, Dianne Feinstein's husband, the United Nations, and the Clinton Foundation.
Wow.
All four of those entities had something to do with this. You had the chief of staff, former chief of staff of Nancy Lugosi, was on the board of directors for the Dominion Group, okay,
right,
for their voting machines. Then you had Blum Capital Partners that owns not 5 or 10%, no, 60% of Dominion voting machines. And that was Dianne Feinstein's husband. Then you have the Dillian Project, which was a big, big part of the Clinton Foundation, gave tons and tons of money to the Clinton Foundation. They were also in bed with Dominion as well. So Hillary Clinton had a piece of Dominion as well, which is why she said what? Don't under any circumstances ever concede, because we have cheated in this election and we know what the outcome's going to be. Or what about brain freeze Pelosi, the drunk, says a week before the election, oh, we know Biden's going to win this. Well, yeah, because your former chief of staff is the one that's on the crooked voting machine. And then the United Nations was also part of this as well.
Right.
So there's your free and fair election. We need to throw the whole thing out. We need to eliminate mail-in balloting. We need to eliminate absentee balloting. We need to eliminate early balloting. We need to raise the voting age to 25. We need to have two forms of picture ID to vote and proof of income. And I would say at that point, then we could have a free and fair election with handwritten ballots and hand-counted ballots. No more machines, no more mail-in voting, nothing. The only people that should be able to do any mail-in voting or absentee ballots are members of the military, nobody else.
Right.
Now, that's how you have a free and fair election. That's how you keep Democrats from ever gaining power ever again.
Now, people didn't understand what's going on here. The United Nations, if they remove America, there's nothing to stop them from getting rid of any national border in the world. And they've already designed the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR. They want 10 zones. Those 10 zones mean they're going to make a cashless system with a control of every human being. They want to put a chip in us so at the very least they'll track us where we are. They eventually want to be able to interface with our cortex so they can interface with our DNA through epigenetic scalar technology using 5 and 6G and the nanobots or chips they put in us. People don't realize this basically is a system where we're going to be cyber slaves and we'll be members like Jumanji. You remember The Rock who's in that movie Jumanji? That's what we're going to end up, and this won't be a pleasant Jumanji. It's going to be hell on earth.
We should be padlocking the United Nations. We should be going in there with the military and arresting all those seditious anti-American world leaders that are plotting and planning against America's demise.
Well, it's an inappropriate place. They built it after you were the Rockefeller Foundation took a slaughterhouse in New York and gave it to the UN building to build their building on. So they want to slaughter Americans, so they now have this slaughterhouse facility ready to slaughter the United States and then build their New World Order. I call it the New World Disorder.
There you go.
Thank you, Josh. Give me a show. We'll do some more videos over the weekend because this is going to start developing even more. And I'm hoping we can track down Pastor Bush because he looked like he wasn't, may not be able to make it, although I hope we can get him on here. So hopefully we'll
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed...
19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call...
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump meeting with his campaign team this Thursday. The president also meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. During her weekly press conference, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi of California was asked if Democrats should allow some of the same legal challenges that were afforded to Democrat Al Gore back in 2000 to President Trump.
Let me just say what Dick Cheney said at the time. In 2000, the delayed ascertainment caused many difficulties. The Bush administration was outspoken about the about what was happening in the country. And as the leader said, this is a completely different situation. We're talking about one state.
Election Day legal hearings taking place in Arizona and Pennsylvania on Thursday. USA Radio News. The coronavirus has many Americans doing something that financial advisors say is a no-no.
The average American reportedly has been dipping into their retirement funds to stay afloat in these tough times. The typical investor pulled out $12,000, CNBC reported, citing company data. About 4.5% or 187,000 investors of Vanguard 401ks took a distribution. A coronavirus distribution is available to about 4.2 million 401k customers. The CARES Act allows 401ks and other retirement savers to withdraw up to $100,000 through December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The unpredictable tropical storm Etta is finally leaving Florida and appears headed out over the Atlantic Ocean. The storm made landfall for the fourth time when it arrived at Cedar Key, Florida this morning. Its winds were down to 50 miles an hour, but the storm did drop a lot of rain on the state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.
Saying this, I used to take care of guys in the military. I'm old enough and at almost 69 the coming February. I took care of guys at the Banfield Pavilion that were in World War One. Okay? World War Two, Vietnam, Korea, all these wars. Okay? I've been a doctor for, you know, half a century. And I can tell you, one of the things that's the funniest, because these guys, especially if they're in forces and had their legs blown off or something, you got to have a sense of humor if you're still alive after your legs or arms are blown off. I remember one of the guys said, you know, the reason why I knew I was still alive, even though I lost my legs, is I could hear the bullets whizzing past my head. If you hear the whizzing sound, you're not dead yet. Pretty funny, eh? So let's go through some of these neat nutraceuticals too. So, you know, I'm gonna do a kind of quick whiz from A to Z on them in terms of what you can take. Firstly, for protecting yourself during stress, people need things like our Calm Mind.
Yeah.
Myonosin, Zinc, and GABA. I mean, if you think one of the things that's going to get you is inactivity, lack of exercise, it's stress. We have also Stress to Go. We've got GABA T2. We've got our new one called Lithium Orotate. So let's talk about Stress to Go and Calm Mind, because I don't think people realize how cool these are. These are way better than morphine or some narcotic. They're way better than marijuana, and they won't sedate you. And we even have GABA T2, which is, you know, some alcohol, take some GABA T2. We have the Stress to Go, which is a combination of a number of herbals. Let's go through those two, the Stress to Go and Calm Mind, because stress is killing people.
Yeah, go ahead. Calm Mind's been just a very successful formulation for a long time. It's a powder, so you just mix it up. It's cherry flavored, delicious. And you basically take doses usually between one and four scoops, depending on the challenge that you're facing. But what you love about Calm Mind is the immediacy of how it can interact with your body. So in about 20 minutes after taking a dose, you can really have a great effect. And for a lot of people, you know, stress is there, and maybe they're watching the news or, you know, dealing with kids or something, and it makes them want to go reach for some, you know, like you're saying, sedative type behavior, alcohol, some kind of medication, who knows. But you can really change the behavior of your body by using something like Calm Mind.
Right. Let's go to Stress to Go, and we'll talk about what's in that.
Stress to Go.
Well, what's in the formula? Because it's very cool. It's subfractions of ashwagandha, banaba, and other. By the way, banaba is an insulin analog, too, so it lowers the stress hormones, including insulin, and counter-insulin stress hormones, too, right?
Yes. This is a very cool, state-of-the-art formulation. This is a capsule now that we're talking about with Stress to Go.
Right.
So this combination has all kinds of unique research with regards to the ingredients and the patented components in here. There's patented Relora, Sensoril, Sun Theanine, as you said, Banaba. These are very, very powerful support products to not only change your perception and the response to stress, but also to help reset the circadian rhythm, so that you sleep better, because that's one of the big ways that you're going to deal with stress and the psychological effects of what you're dealing with is making sure that you're getting into the deeper sleep cycle.
It's not just the length of sleep, it's the quality of it. Like, as I say, when I take my Nutri-Meds, which are really amazing, I go to sleep in the arms of the Most High God, and I wake up to the nightmare of Earth. And I'm saying, God, I'm glad you're in control and you're God and I'm not. Because things are a hell of a mess. I mean, I think Trump's going to get, in fact, last week I got to tell you something positive here. I prayed and I said, God, tell me what number Trump needs in order to win. What number will it be? And he told me. He actually told me in the stream, 281. So I told Josh Bernstein, and after he actually went through an analysis 2 days ago, and guess what he came up with? He came up with, if he wins in the particular states where we think we're going to win these lawsuits, the number is 281.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you got to understand what's going on here. This is a Bolshevization of America, and they're not going to get free health care. It's going to be, I call it, Obamacare. Do you know what Obamacare is? Once you just get their kind of health care, they take away your regular health care so you can't see your doctor, but you get free pre-embalming agents to make sure they embalm you or cut off your health care or give you a lethal injection. So if you're a senior citizen, you'll get lethal flu vaccines or the new COVID virus vaccine. So when the virus comes along, you get a cytokine storm and they remove you from the health care rolls because you're dead. And I can tell you right now, if you think that they have really good intentions to help the health of the population, which is really functional medicine, giving nutraceuticals, lifestyle, exercise, and diet, and clean water and food, no. Most doctors know so little about functional medicine, they have no idea about metabolic pathways, intermediate technology like infectious disease, quantum biophysics. And you know this where you teach to doctors all over the place. Doctors are dummies. And if they had it, they actually did a study at McGill University and the University of Chicago about 25 years ago. And did you know that from first year medical school to graduation, the average doctor loses 8 to 10 points in IQ? Which is equivalent to two head injuries where you lose consciousness for up to 24 hours. So medical school is equivalent to two serious head injuries.
Holy.
That was actually the people that did the study came up with that conclusion. And we're talking about the two largest medical schools in North America, McGill and the U.S. and the University of Chicago.
Well, that doesn't put a whole lot of confidence in...
why do you think I have people all over America and all over the world? By the way, with the thinking's bad here in America, but believe me, there's no shortage of stupidity. You know, Einstein made the statement that the most important thing to be a good scientist, and I would say the same thing to be a good doctor, is character. Character is made of three things, right? Curiosity, persistence, and fearlessness for the truth. And if you don't have those three characteristics, no matter how much you think you know and have absorbed from your previous, I call it mega university, where you absorb the intellectual defecation of your professors, pastors, teachers, and so on, your defecation just smells like their defecation. It's not going to advance the science of medicine or politics or the environment or anything. So I've used the term mega university because you want to become a 10th level mega. You have to eat the defecation of your professors or your doctors or your politicians or whatever or your pastors. That's why the problems are not getting better, because if people aren't seeking the truth, they're not fearless.
You're making right? you're triggering though my mind when you talk about stuff like that. You make me think that a good probiotic is also really critical to the immune system there, Dr. Bell.
Yeah, and also our probiotic ultra and living probiotic, the results extreme from Paris, and also the Nutrimune 26Y. People, this is like eating mother's milk. You know what happens to a little baby lamb or whatever, so they don't get mother's milk with all the colostrum? They die. This is like mama's milk for adult humans is to take a 26Y immunoglobulins.
When you're hitting on that note, right, these are oral immunoglobulins that work as a surrogate. But when you often talk about the therapies that people want to give, they oftentimes are talking about, like, how would you give immunoglobulins to help defense? Well, this is a way to supplement your defenses against the outside environment, not to directly neutralize COVID per se, but what you're doing is you're taking the burden of a lot of other challenges on the body and helping the body to regulate.
Exactly. And we have combos of things. For example, we have the cell detox glucoside. People don't realize, if you grind up cell detox glucoside and hide it, it's better than budesonide steroid for stopping the vasculitis. It's the ultimate cause of death for COVID-19. It is not ARDS. And I worked in the ICU for years, the intensive care unit. And these doctors are suddenly getting smart enough to realize that ventilators kill you. If you've got a vasculitis caused by a cross-linked bilirubin factor and you get a microvascular disease, and you don't stop that with things like ozone or hyperbaric oxygen or things like budesonide, like not budesonide, it'll help slightly, but things that really work is cell detox, glutathione, and NADH to stop the electron transport problem. I don't understand it, you know, because I was so curious since I was spawned, I call it. I wasn't really born because I was footling breach delivered dead on arrival 69 years ago almost. And God has resurrected me from the dead multiple times, so I call myself Dr. Lazarus. So I can't tell you how many people I've resurrected them from the dead. Heart failure, cancer, brain damage, chemo and radiation effects to their head, vasculitis, coronary artery disease, with a little crack in their chest like a lobster. Our combination of Nutrimeds, and by the way, technology, including some surgery, including some stem cells or other technology, we can resurrect you and make you a member of the Lazarus family. How's that? But we have the best in the world at Nutrimedical, don't we?
Absolutely.
And thank you, Ryan, and Nutrimedical.com. And free advice in the sales line today with a code VETERAN. We'll be back in a minute with more.
Is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with Bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take PowerC+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. PowerC+ also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC+ is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay...
We have the Dave Knight Show. I've got a little clip here. I think it's worthwhile because Dave Knight's actually showing us, like we've already, that the tabulation machines are actually illegally connected to the web. That's why all the votes stopped all at once. Here it is.
Put her emails, her secure emails, on the internet so it could be hacked. Could hack into it in a certain way. Verification settings for 200,000 ballots. The signature verification level was manually lowered to only 40% match. See, this is why when you start talking about watermarks and blockchain and quantum encryption and stuff like that, it's a bunch of jargon that doesn't mean anything, even if it were real.
Yeah, in other words, what he's showing here is all the stuff they're trying to tell us to make sure it's secure. The matching is all to 40%, so you don't have to match the signatures or anything. It's ridiculous.
We verify that the person that we're giving the ability to vote is a real person or something, right? We're going to have a global ID, vote the blockchain. People in the 7 in Switzerland, they used quantum encryption. You know what they did? They used it to transfer some results from point A to point B within their system. It doesn't mean anything. You can mess with it at point A or point B, and then you can encrypt it.
Yeah, in other words, they've done it so they can flip the votes and do all these things to the votes so you can't do a damn thing about it. Here's an interesting one with Tucker Carlson. I don't want to play this.
Hey, Neil, welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. Happy Veterans Day. And why? How did he do that? It might be worth asking the New York Times. Maybe James Blaylock was just one of those extraordinary to vote. They're like any other group. And this year we made it much easier for the dead to vote. State sent ballots and registration forms to millions of people totally unsolicited. The pretext was COVID. We had to do this for public health reasons, remember? We had no choice. It was a public health emergency.
People died. The summer was long ago. It was 120 years old.
One 2012 study by Pew found there were close to 2 million dead people still on voter rolls around this country. That study also found that approximately 24 million voter registrations, that is one out of every 8 in America, were wrong. They were no longer valid, or they were significantly incorrect. Close to 3 million people in America had registrations in more than one state. 3 million.
Wow.
And says it has found evidence that some of them voted this year. For example, on October 24th, Allegheny County officials mailed a ballot to one Denise Odnick. She died 2 days before. Yet somehow records show the county officials received that ballot back, completed, voted for president on November 2nd. Again, we're showing you more names on the screen, just like Denise.
Wow.
Is this. If you're against sending ballots to unverified voter lists in every state in the country, unsolicited, you are a racist. Watch.
Even as we sit here, there are those in power who are doing their darndest to discourage people from voting by closing polling locations.
This guy's a criminal.
If you want to run a democracy, you need one thing above all, social trust. If you want people to have social trust, if you want them to believe in the system, it's not enough to yell at them on television and tell them that they must believe. To put a spotlight on this system, because the bottom line is there is fraud. I don't know how wide scale it is. So here you have the people whose job it is to worry, set about abusing it in the most un-American possible ways. Michigan cities are some of the most violent places for workers in Michigan. Nestle claims their report is, quote, misleading.
And we change the world. Yeah!
Second, you know, all of our amendments, or do you want one that moves us away from those? I think that's where we're at. It's going to be tough, but we're fighting, and I think
that's... Wow, they're going to change America, right?
Be sure that those signatures are counted.
Bolshevik.
Appreciate it.
Things are happening now that would have been impossible to imagine 6 months ago. States now trying to control what you can do in your home over Thanksgiving. These are coronavirus rules. What happens if you don't obey? That's straight ahead. The spike in cases, and said that the new restrictions, hours or less, attendees can use restrooms as long as they're frequently sanitized, and singing, chanting, and shouting are strongly discouraged.
That's California, where I live.
I swear, I did not make these up. I was literally just thinking that exact same thing. A week ago, a photo emerged of someone looking suspiciously like Chris Cuomo. Shaved legs, chiseled jaw, getting a haircut without a mask on.
Be permitted at any one time. So that actually could affect some of the recounts and change some of the election results we've seen. But what's interesting to me, Tucker, is that basically COVID-19 has now become the Afghan war of public health issues. We don't actually, we no longer recall why we got into this whole lockdown scenario, but nobody has any other ideas.
Yeah.
Do you think that's Chris Cuomo? Respect seen on the way, but we didn't. That he was informed he could expect to learn whether the vaccine would be viable by the end of October.
Typing scenario, and we are preparing for it. For example, we started already manufacturing.
Pfizer is a public company with obligations to shareholders and truthfulness in their statements, so I have to take it.
Is there evidence that politics, the effect was clearly political. I mean, it had an effect. You and I are paying a lot of money for Pfizer to develop this vaccine, so they lied about that because just 2 months before the election. You do the math. Why did the FDA war with its own president? Why did the FDA consult with Pfizer? They did. In mid-October, and slow down the release of this positive news. And
now, even though the vaccine may be dangerous, it would have made sure that people would think positive about Trump. Now, if they got my EduCap vaccine, it would not create them cytokine storms or other problems. But it was designed specifically so that they could actually get rid of Trump. That's what this is all about. Let's see what we also have here. Okay. Okay, this is interesting. This one here I want to play here.
Justice Department's Elections Crime Branch is stepping down. Elections Crime Branch Director Richard Pilger made that decision on Monday after Attorney General William Barr's decision to authorize investigations of alleged voting irregularity. Now, Pilger said that he must resign after learning about the AG's new election policy. He claims Barr's move revokes the decades-long non-interference policy regarding conducting investigations before elections becoming certified. He says he will be moving to a non-supervisory position working on corruption prosecutions. One America's Chanel Rion reports.
The Trump campaign has launched a series of lawsuits across the country citing evidence of voter fraud. when Attorney General William Barr Monday announced the DOJ would be looking into election crimes as well, shockwaves rippled through the DOJ. The most notable reaction was that of DOJ's Director of Election Crimes, Richard Pilger. Pilger, on learning of Barr's instructions that the DOJ investigate election crimes, promptly announced, "Having familiarized myself with the new policy and its ramifications, I must regretfully resign from my role as director of the Election Crimes Branch." The new policy? Simple. The DOJ traditionally looks into election crimes after an election is certified, essentially only after it was too late. Barr's new directive on Monday was to have DOJ investigate election crimes before the election was certified. President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who is helping head the legal team's national fight against election fraud, says he's not surprised.
But election fraud's been going on for 3 months and he hasn't done a damn thing about it, so I would imagine he'd have to resign.
The timing of this comes as the Biden-Harris team is jumping the gun to install a transition team at the White House. A team the federal government turned away at the door since Biden is not officially president-elect yet. Adding to the melee, CNN on Monday uncalled Arizona for Biden, and Real Clear Politics labels Pennsylvania still a toss-up between Biden and Trump. DOJ's Richard Pilger's resignation was immediately deemed by media as a protest resignation, a good man resigning out of principle and moral spotlessness. But a cursory look at who Richard Pilger is, and you might understand his resignation as something else entirely. Pilger has a history of anti-conservative activism at the DOJ. His most public example of weaponizing the DOJ against conservatives was when he partnered up with Lois Lerner at the IRS in 2013 to help find and take down conservatives and Tea Party activists across America. Incredibly, even when this scandal was exposed, Pilger stayed in the DOJ, ultimately becoming director of the Election Crimes Unit. But when instructed by Barr to crack down on Democrat-driven election crimes, Pilger resigned. Opponents of the Trump administration insist that even if the DOJ finds evidence of election fraud, it won't matter because the DOJ is powerless to change the outcome of an election. But this is a flawed argument. While it isn't the DOJ's job to change an election, is the DOJ's job to investigate crimes.
Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.